ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება.
You will see the questions on the monitor. Please do the tasks while listening. If you don't hear the recording well, please raise your hand now.
Task 1. Listening. You will hear an interview with Angelina Jolie, a famous American actress, as she speaks with a reporter about her film, Maria. For questions 1 to 12, choose the best answer A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look through the task. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning. Before we start speaking with Angelina Jolie, a famous Hollywood actress, I want to share something about the film Maria. Maria is a biographical psychological drama about the opera singer Maria Callas. The film reportedly focuses on Callas's final years in the 1970s when she was living in Paris. Directed by Pablo Larraín, the film stars Angelina Jolie in the title role. This is the third and final film in Larraín's trilogy about iconic 20th century women, following Jackie in 2016 and Spencer in 2021. The film premiered at the 81st Venice International Film Festival on August 29, 2024, where it competed for the Golden Lion. It received generally positive reviews from critics, with particular praise for Jolie's performance. First of all, thank you for joining us, Ms. Jolie. The first question is about your overall experience of portraying Maria Callas.
It certainly was the hardest thing I've ever done. Anytime you're playing a real person whose life has meant so much to so many people, you feel the weight of that responsibility. With this role, I felt every step of her life. Following someone else's footsteps allows you to connect with them, and in this case, it was especially profound because the story focuses on the last days of her life. I knew some of her music and was aware of her legacy, but so much of this journey was a discovery for me. Even if I'd read every biography about her, I don't think I would have fully understood her until I stepped into her world and tried to feel what she felt.
What about singing in the film?
I thought I'd pretend to sing and get through this. I figured I'd just take some singing lessons, and with the magic of movies, we'd somehow make it work. But then it became very clear to me that you can't fake opera, and that's when I got scared. Though at first, I wasn't frightened at all. Pablo Larraín, the producer, knew this all along, but it took me some time to fully realize it. What an incredible privilege it was to have Pablo's support throughout the entire shooting process. He believes in you, assembles an outstanding team around you, and offers the training and guidance needed to accomplish something you never imagined was possible.
How did Pablo Larraín, the film director, guide your singing in the film?
He approached it in a unique way. Pablo helped me understand that capturing Maria Callas's artistry was more than just hitting the right notes. He didn't treat opera like pop or rock music, but as something entirely different. Opera isn't just about singing. It requires precision and deep emotion. He guided me to focus on imitating her exact pitch and emotional intensity, which became the most important part of my preparation. On set, I wore an earpiece playing the music while singing out loud in front of the crew, fully immersing myself in the role as Pablo directed the performance.
Ms. Jolie, your portrayal of Maria Callas has been closely analyzed by both critics and fans alike. What would you say about that?
I think that's fair, and it's what people would naturally focus on. The truth is, Where I feel we truly connect is in our dedication to our work, our vulnerability, our loneliness, and our love of communicating with an audience.
How come Pablo Larraín decided to make a film about Maria Callas?
As I learned, Pablo's family had a deep love for opera and tried to pass it on to their children. However, unlike Pablo, his siblings didn't show much interest. Pablo, on the other hand, has been an opera fan since childhood. From him, I came to understand that opera demands full attention. It's not like pop music or other genres. You don't just listen to it in the background. Opera consumes you, making you feel emotions that are almost impossible to put into words. As a child, Pablo didn't care much about the storylines of operas. He never read the subtitles, believing they would distract him from the stage and the singers. Although this meant he didn't always fully understand the plot, he felt that the music and singing were what truly mattered. He has expressed that if this film can inspire even one person, or perhaps 10, or even a million, to develop an interest in opera, then the entire team will have accomplished something truly meaningful. This success wouldn't just be his own, but also that of the production team, the composers, and, of course, the legendary Maria Callas, whom Pablo Larraín considers the greatest opera diva. Ultimately, his goal was to restore opera to its rightful place and bring it to a wider audience.
And one last question, Ms. Jolie. In your opinion, what kind of person was Maria Callas?
Initially, we thought that Callas was a more tragic figure. But I came to see her as much stronger than that. We built this character as someone who, even in her darkest moments, always controlled herself. She was never a victim. She would find ways to pull herself together and move forward. I wanted the film to highlight what an extraordinary artist she was, a fighter and a deeply feeling emotional person. As the film shows, she lived a secluded life in her final years and often resisted medical attention. She passed away in 1977 at the age of 53 from a heart attack after losing her voice. Yet, despite her struggles, her legacy endures, and her voice continues to inspire generations of opera lovers.
Good morning. Before we start speaking with Angelina Jolie, a famous Hollywood actress, I want to share something about the film Maria. Maria is a biographical psychological drama about the opera singer Maria Callas. The film reportedly focuses on Callas' final years in the 1970s when she was living in Paris. Directed by Pablo Larraín, the film stars Angelina Jolie in the title role. This is the third and final film in Larraín's trilogy about iconic 20th century women, following Jackie in 2016 and Spencer in 2021. The film premiered at the 81st Venice International Film Festival on August 29, 2024, where it competed for the Golden Lion. It received generally positive reviews from critics, with particular praise for Jolie's performance. First of all, thank you for joining us, Ms. Jolie. The first question is about your overall experience of portraying Maria Callas.
It certainly was the hardest thing I've ever done. Anytime you're playing a real person whose life has meant so much to so many people, you feel the weight of that responsibility. With this role, I felt every step of her life. Following someone else's footsteps allows you to connect with them, and in this case, it was especially profound because the story focuses on the last days of her life. I knew some of her music and was aware of her legacy, but so much of this journey was a discovery for me. Even if I'd read every biography about her, I don't think I would have fully understood her until I stepped into her world and tried to feel what she felt.
What about singing in the film?
I thought I'd pretend to sing and get through this. I figured I'd just take some singing lessons. And with the magic of movies, we'd somehow make it work. But then it became very clear to me that you can't fake opera, and that's when I got scared. Though at first, I wasn't frightened at all. Pablo Larraín, the producer, knew this all along, but it took me some time to fully realize it. What an incredible privilege it was to have Pablo's support throughout the entire shooting process. He believes in you, assembles an outstanding team around you, and offers the training and guidance needed to accomplish something you never imagined was possible.
How did Pablo Larraín, the film director, guide your singing in the film?
He approached it in a unique way. Pablo helped me understand that capturing Maria Callas's artistry was more than just hitting the right notes. He didn't treat opera like pop or rock music, but as something entirely different. Opera isn't just about singing. It requires precision and deep emotion. He guided me to focus on imitating her exact pitch and emotional intensity, which became the most important part of my preparation. On set, I wore an earpiece playing the music while singing out loud in front of the crew, fully immersing myself in the role as Pablo directed the performance.
Ms. Jolie, your portrayal of Maria Callas has been closely analyzed by both critics and fans alike. What would you say about that?
I think that's fair, and it's what people would naturally focus on. The truth is, where I feel we truly connect is in our dedication to our work, our vulnerability, our loneliness, and our love of communicating with an audience.
How come Pablo Larraín decided to make a film about Maria Callas?
As I learned, Pablo's family had a deep love for opera and tried to pass it on to their children. However, unlike Pablo, his siblings didn't show much interest. Pablo, on the other hand, has been an opera fan since childhood. From him, I came to understand that opera demands full attention. It's not like pop music or other genres. You don't just listen to it in the background. Opera consumes you, making you feel emotions that are almost impossible to put into words. As a child, Pablo didn't care much about the storylines of operas. He never read the subtitles, believing they would distract him from the stage and the singers. Although this meant he didn't always fully understand the plot, he felt that the music and singing were what truly mattered. He has expressed that if this film can inspire even one person, or perhaps 10, or even a million, to develop an interest in opera, then the entire team will have accomplished something truly meaningful. This success wouldn't just be his own, but also that of the production team, the composers, and, of course, the legendary Maria Callas, whom Pablo Larraín considers the greatest opera diva. Ultimately, his goal was to restore opera to its rightful place and bring it to a wider audience.
And one last question, Ms. Jolie. In your opinion, what kind of person was Maria Callas?
Initially, we thought that Callas was a more tragic figure. But I came to see her as much stronger than that. We built this character as someone who, even in her darkest moments, always controlled herself. She was never a victim. She would find ways to pull herself together and move forward. I wanted the film to highlight what an extraordinary artist she was, a fighter and a deeply feeling emotional person. As the film shows, she lived a secluded life in her final years and often resisted medical attention. She passed away in 1977 at the age of 53 from a heart attack after losing her voice. Yet, despite her struggles, her legacy endures, and her voice continues to inspire generations of opera lovers.
Task 2. Listening. You will hear four people talking about things they enjoy doing. From the list A through F, choose what each speaker 1 to 4 says. Use each letter only once. Two letters are extra. You have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. Speaker 1.
I suppose I've been doing karate for about 4 years now. You have to keep in mind that you have to practice constantly. A lot of it is psychological. You have to be able to concentrate and stay calm. The ultimate goal is to achieve perfect harmony between mind and body. I found that quite hard at first, because I wasn't used to it, but now I quite enjoy doing my exercises. However, it can be difficult to stay calm, though, when you are trying to earn the next belt, as there's a lot of pressure on you to perform every move perfectly.
Speaker 2.
Basketball is an amazing game. My uncle took me to my first basketball game, and I've been playing ever since. From the moment I picked up basketball, I loved the game. I joined a team as soon as I was old enough, and now I play matches every weekend and train about 3 times a week. It's a sport that really teaches you a lot about teamwork. You have to learn how to cooperate well with other people. Some people don't like that, but I think that's what sport is about.
Speaker 3.
I'm not sure if you'd call it a hobby, but I do watch a lot of TV. It's entertaining, especially when I have nothing better to do. Some people think it's a waste of time, but I don't feel embarrassed about it. In fact, I've learned a lot from television and not just from documentaries. I'll watch almost anything, even sports, though I'm not interested in it. Watching foreign programs can improve your English and give you a better understanding of how people live in other countries, something you can't always get from a book. So, most weekends, you'll find me in front of the TV.
Speaker 4.
I enjoy spending time on my own, so drawing is the ideal hobby for me. I started drawing when I was very young, like most people, and I realized I was quite good at it. Somehow, I can just look at something and immediately understand how to put it on paper. Mostly, I draw things that I see around me, but sometimes I just make things up from my imagination. It allows me to escape from my everyday problems that way. And the good thing is that when you finish, you've got a work of art that you can hang on your wall or give to somebody as a gift.
Speaker 1.
I suppose I've been doing karate for about 4 years now. You have to keep in mind that you have to practice constantly. A lot of it is psychological. You have to be able to concentrate and stay calm. The ultimate goal is to achieve perfect harmony between mind and body. I found that quite hard at first, because I wasn't used to it, but now I quite enjoy doing my exercises. However, it can be difficult to stay calm, though, when you are trying to earn the next belt, as there's a lot of pressure on you to perform every move perfectly.
Speaker 2.
Basketball is an amazing game. My uncle took me to my first basketball game, and I've been playing ever since. From the moment I picked up basketball, I loved the game. I joined a team as soon as I was old enough, and now I play matches every weekend and train about 3 times a week. It's a sport that really teaches you a lot about teamwork. You have to learn how to cooperate well with other people. Some people don't like that, but I think that's what sport is about.
Speaker 3.
I'm not sure if you'd call it a hobby, but I do watch a lot of TV. It's entertaining, especially when I have nothing better to do. Some people think it's a waste of time, but I don't feel embarrassed about it. In fact, I've learned a lot from television and not just from documentaries. I'll watch almost anything, even sports, though I'm not interested in it. Watching foreign programs can improve your English and give you a better understanding of how people live in other countries, something you can't always get from a book. So most weekends, you'll find me in front of the TV.
Speaker 4.
I enjoy spending time on my own, so drawing is the ideal hobby for me. I started drawing when I was very young, like most people, and I realized I was quite good at it. Somehow I can just look at something and immediately understand how to put it on paper. Mostly I draw things that I see around me, but sometimes I just make things up from my imagination. It allows me to escape from my everyday problems that way. And the good thing is that when you finish, you've got a work of art that you can hang on your wall or give to somebody as a gift.
This is the end of the listening task.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.